This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra has talked about the new farm bill with our new Speaker of the House. We'll have more right after this.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
With the new Speaker of the House, there's been yet another crinkle added to the potential passage of a new farm bill. Iowa Congressman Randy Feenstra said they've been working hard to get Speaker Mike Johnson up to date on what all needs to happen in the next farm bill.
Yeah, I tell you what, Riley, this is so important. So obviously we have a new speaker. His name is Mike Johnson from Louisiana. I'll be honest, doesn't know a tremendous amount of agriculture, but in the last week and a half, we sure got him up to date. And we're excited about that. He is passionate. He understands now how important it is to the Midwest and to the rest of our nation, how important this farm bill is. And I tell you, we wrote the letter just explaining how important that farm bill is and its swift passage. And now it sounds like that we're going to get it to the floor in December. I mean, we're making some big action here. And again, if we can get to the floor in December, if we can get it passed before the new year, that's really significant. I know Senator Thune and Klobuchar are working over in the Senate. Maybe we need a short-term CR on the farm bill. Obviously, we had a lot of programs sunset at September 30. But, you know, if we can just do 2 or 3 months CR and get this new bill passed, that'd be very significant.
Feenstra said he's glad to get an extension on the farm bill going, but that doesn't mean they won't keep working on passing a new one.
Exactly right. I mean, and it's got to happen. I mean, there's so many things that have to be updated in that farm bill, obviously from crop insurance to the export markets, FMD, all these things. There's a lot of plans, and we got to get them passed. So I think that a lot of this is going to happen, and we're going to see it in December.
For more information, visit feenstra.house.gov. For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.